This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 8th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Henry Hildebrand, the pastor of the Church of God in Aylmer, Ontario, announced on YouTube that his church has been saddled with $183,000 of fines. His church's crime? Meeting for in-person services, despite orders to the contrary, from the local health department.
We must obey God rather than man. We must continue to have meetings, which we did on the 16th of May, and he now fined us another $66,000. Total now coming up to $183,000. The scripture that came to my mind when I saw those fines as the judge was speaking, scripture came to my mind is that the Lord owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. So for the Lord, $183,000 is $183,000, right? He can work that out.
Meanwhile, churches in California are celebrating wins for religious liberty against attempts on the part of the state to curtail church gatherings. Attorneys with the Thomas More Society have secured settlements in two major cases, South Bay United Pentecostal Church versus Newman and Father Trevor Burfitt versus Newman. In both cases, the state of California agreed to enter into permanent injunctions that prohibit the state from ever again imposing discriminatory restrictions on all houses of worship statewide. In addition, the state of California agreed to pay $2,150,000 in prevailing party attorneys' fees to settle both cases, $1,600,000 in South Bay and $550,000 in the case of Father Burfitt. Charles Lamondry, the Thomas More Society special counsel, said, quote, "The South Bay case represents an unprecedented 3 trips to the United States Supreme Court in a 1-year period, which resulted in a landmark decision that opened up the churches in California for 40 million people. The permanent injunctions in these cases uphold and protect one of the most cherished principles of our republic, the free exercise of religion," end quote. Psalm 37, verse 35 says, "I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found." The Muslim Boko Haram leader, responsible for the killings of 30,000 people in Nigeria and the exile of millions more, is dead, reported to have committed suicide on May 19th under pressure from a competing terrorist organization. Abu Bakr Shekau took the reins of power over Boko Haram in 2009, quote, "transforming an underground sect to a deadly insurgency that has swept northeast Nigeria," end quote, reports the BBC. None of these terrorist groups survived for very long. The Islamic State lasted for only 7 years between 2011 and 2018. And after Al-Qaeda moved into Afghanistan in 1996, the organization was over in 2011. At the assassination of Osama bin Laden. The U.S. house price to median household income ratio has topped 6.4, almost to the levels of 2007, when the housing bubble burst in the last recession. That's up from 4.8 in 2011. RealtyHop.com puts the best affordability for homes by house price to median income in Wichita, Kansas, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Cleveland, Ohio. Topping the list for the most unaffordable properties are Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Newark, and San Francisco. Homes in these urban areas are at least 4 times more expensive by house price to median income than Wichita, Kansas. American professional sports is now almost 100% homosexualized in this 2021 season. So far, the Texas Rangers is the only professional baseball team that has not explicitly sponsored what is described as a quote-unquote pride event, reports the Dallas Morning News. The other 29 professional baseball teams are celebrating sexual perversions with the spirit of arrogance and pride in the face of Almighty God. Plus, the National Football League has changed all of its team logos to homosexual themes for what they call, quote, Pride Month, end quote. In addition, the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League have joined in as well. The pro-homosexual group Outsports.com called this phenomenon in professional sports, quote, a dramatic shift toward LGBTQ inclusion, end quote. But Proverbs 16 verses 18 to 19 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.